ओम शांति।
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन आप सबकी याद लेके
On the day of the Sadguru, I carried everyone's loving remembrances with myself, and as I reached the subtle region, I saw that the atmosphere of the scene of the subtle region was very different, very unique. There was very beautiful decoration of light in all four directions. And I also noticed that there were many of the favorite, the beloved deities standing there. And each one was beautifully decorated, different from each other, and yet very, very attractive. So I then had the thought that it's quite interesting that there are so many of these favorite, the beloved deities here. Baba then appeared, and Baba was also looking at these deities and smiling as well. So Baba then said, "Did you see this child?" So I said, "It's the first time that I'm seeing such a scene where all these large number of deities are together in the subtle region." Baba said that today, Baba has invited his children to the subtle region to experience their complete form of giving blessings. Baba has great pride in the children that the children are able to stabilize themselves in that complete form and give their experience to others. Baba was then giving drishti to everyone. And then what did I see? Then saw that the ornaments of all the deities got illuminated in light, and there was lot of blessings being showered on them. So Baba said, "Did you see this child? At the present time, all the devotees are doing so much for their favorite, their beloved deities, in order to fulfill their deepest desires, their wishes. The devotee children are making a lot of efforts. They are also celebrating these days. They have a lot of good feelings internally, and so in order to make that practical, to fulfill their desires, they are making so much effort." So see the contrast between what the devotee children are doing and what my children, the worship-worthy children, are doing. And so the light that was emanating, emerging from Baba's children, spreading in all four directions, and then crowds of people appear in front of the deity form. Some are having visions of light, some are having visions of Supreme Being, and some are having the experience that they are attaining something. So there are three types of children. One were having the vision of light, one were having vision of Shiv Baba, and the third group was attaining something. That was the experience they were having. So this was the scene that I was observing, and it was looking very beautiful. After a few seconds, that scene got merged. And then I saw that there were many children standing in front of Baba. Baba said, "Children, what are you doing at the present time?" So everyone was just dancing in happiness. Baba, whenever we see you, we're just happy and we dance in that joy. So I'll continue saying that this is what Baba wants, that my children continually dance in happiness. What do you children have to do now? Baba then showed everyone a circle of light. And within that, Baba wanted all the children to stand within that circle of light and see what happens. So there were some children who tried a line within that circle. Some made a cross on that circle of light, and some were standing outside the circle, and some were standing with a lot of questions in their minds. Baba was smiling, watching the scene, and then said, "So just look at what my children are doing. According to the time, Baba wants to see that the children emerge that deity form, that being those favorite, beloved deities of the devotees. So emerge that form within you and enable the devotee souls to have special experiences. But what are my children doing? They continue to make these circles of their own thoughts. And sometimes they cross out their thoughts. Sometimes they put up questions. So they've created this circle, this aura of light, but within that, they get trapped within their own thoughts and questions. At the present time, we're having the festival of Ganesh Chaturthi, that is the festival of the destroyer of obstacles, the god destroyer of obstacles. So rather than overcome all obstacles, sometimes the children get stuck in their own questions and doubts, and then they face more difficulties rather than overcoming the obstacles. So how are you going to cross out all these obstacles that come before you? Baba showed two paths. So there was that initial circle of light, and there was another light that was moving above this circle of light. And then that circle, it enhanced this original circle of light and made it like a garland, a very beautiful garland. And then there was a point of light within that second circle of that energy. And then from that emerged the scene of the gopis and gopis dancing in joy. So what did the children have to do now? In order to go beyond all obstacles, be at an elevated stage, a high stage, be the emerge your angelic form, the flying stage, and then you can stay beyond and above the circle of doubts and questions, and you will become experienced. Otherwise, you sit and try to tackle each question, each doubt, then you get stuck. So just emerge your form of being that light, of being the angel in the flying stage. Then what the point of light represented was, Baba explained that point of light. Science talks about one atom, but the children have to emerge that, be that embodiment of silence, and put a full stop to all those other waste thoughts. So do not create any extra wasteful thoughts. Use the power of silence to end all the wasteful thoughts and experience supersensuous joy. It's only then that you can bring the devotee souls closer to the Father and give them experiences. Baba then gave loving remembrances to everyone. Baba emerged all his children before him, gave a lot of drishti to everyone and sharing a lot of love. I then offered bhog to Baba. I then shared the remembrances of certain souls who had given special messages for Baba. I then returned. Om Shanti.